Tyler Washington.
Max is calling.
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. We received an inquiry for the Maryland abuse lawsuit.
Yes.
So, who am I speaking to? I'm sorry.
Tyler.
Okay. Hi, Tyler. So again, we're calling regarding the Maryland sex abuse lawsuit. Is this something that you would like to participate in?
Yes.
Okay. So let me pull up the form here. Give me 1 second. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim now?
No.
Okay, so there's no attorney present. You have not signed anything with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed anything?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you are a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever received money for anyone from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you know of anybody else that is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance? Did you say no?
Yes, I said
no. Okay. And then this is a required question we have to ask everyone. Are you a registered sex offender?
No.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing yes or no. Did you say no? Okay. And then did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
And I'm so sorry to hear that. I can't imagine what you've been through. Do you know what facility this abuse occurred?
Waxers.
Can you spell that for me, please?
W-A-X-T-E-R.
Waxer?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if that's on the list here, because we are working with a criteria and it would have to be on the list.
Okay.
So what street is it on? Do you remember the street address?
I can search. I'm on the phone. I can search it up real quick.
Okay.
It's in Rock. It was in Rockville, Maryland.
Let's see.
They closed it, I believe. Thomas J.S.
Did you say Thomas?
J.S. Waxers Children's Detention Center.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's see. Okay, I did find it here. Let's see here. Thomas J.S. Waxer Children's Center?
Yes.
And what street was it on?
Red Clay.
Okay, thank you for that. That is helpful. Let me enter the institution phone number on here. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay, and then to your recollection, I know you're probably not going to remember the exact dates, but we do need like a guesstimate of when the abuse took place, like the dates of abuse.
It was 2012.
I'm sorry, did you say 20?
2012. I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
2012, and it was April into May.
Okay. So April until May of 2012, is that correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And we do need to put an actual date. So would you say like beginning of April, middle of April?
Beginning.
Okay. So let's say 4 or 5. Is that okay? Of 2012? Until
yes.
5/5 of 2012? Is that safe to say?
Yes.
Okay. Until 5/5 of 2012. Okay. Thank you for that information. And then I know this may be difficult, but I do have to ask, can you please describe what happened, what occurred?
We were forced to keep doing cavities checks when we would bend over and cough.
Uh-huh.
And it was in front of a staff member, and she will place her fingers into our private area.
Uh-huh.
And after that, she had us. Well, me, but it was other people that I was detained with that experienced as well. She would have us take showers with the door open and have a see-through curtain, and then afterwards she would make us get lotion up and dress in front of her, and without as some of the times she would group us. Well, with me, she would grope me. The top half of my body.
The female staff member.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Sorry to hear that you went through that. That's awful.
Yeah.
So it was the cavity check. The showering, correct? With
yes.
The see-through curtain. The finger that you mentioned, the finger situation. And then also groping, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Let me make sure that I have everything here. Thank you. I know that's difficult to share, so thank you for that. And then I will be placing you on a brief hold just to make sure that so far we're able to keep continuing, because everything has like a criteria. So far, I think we're good, but I'll double check. What is your age?
27.
Okay. And then age at the time of the abuse?
13. Yes.
Okay. And then what was the abuser's role at the facility?
Intake officer.
An intake officer, you said?
The officer that checked us in whenever we left the facility and checked us out whenever we left the facility.
Oh, okay. Did you say intake or check-in officer?
Check-in. I don't know what exactly the title will be, but I know that it was, I heard intake more
okay.
than anything.
Okay, no problem. Let's see here. Let me put that in here. Employee. And then what was the name of the officer who was doing this? Your phone sounds a bit muffled. It's cutting in and out. Can you spell that for me, please?
W-A-L-E or WHL. WHALE. I'm not sure how it was spelled, but her name was Wally, Miss Wally.
Okay. So WHALEY, something like that, Miss Wally?
Yes.
Let me see if by any chance I can look up that name. Maybe not. Okay. So Miss Wally, that's how you knew her as. Is that the last name?
That was the name that was on her that was her title. That was her name title. Yes.
Like on her badge.
Correct.
Okay. And then can you please give a detailed description of what she looked like?
She was like 6'2", 6'3", maybe close to 250 pounds. She had a hair cut like a man. She had a buzz like a fade and a low haircut. She dressed like a man and she wore glasses.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that.
I'm on the phone.
Okay, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to review everything we have so far just to make sure we could keep moving forward, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. You be quiet or go out to your mommy, okay? Close the door. Close it.
No.
Ezekiel, close that door. Ezekiel, stop it.
I'm not wearing this one over. Over there, that's huge. I know. Well, I never wear it before. Well, I wear it when I was, you know, 5.
Cooperate, boy. We'll get your hair back, please.
Why? Because I don't want to do my hair. Yeah, you do. Well, I don't cry no more.
Yes, you do.
Come in here. The monster is sick of
me. Close that fucking door.
Okay, I think we're good. I think we're able to keep moving forward here. Give me one second.
Okay.
Sophie here. Okay, just double checking everything. Sorry for that. Thank you for your patience. So what was their role in the above mentioned facility? And you did say she was an intake check-in officer. Okay, so let me put that in that section here.
sometimes she will be like a guider. She will help guide us from our cells
mm-hmm.
to school,
mm-hmm.
to the cafeteria sometimes, for medicine sometimes. She will watch us shower sometimes if there's not another CO on the floor. It would be her role to get us out of our rooms, out of our cells, and take us to the shower, supervise us taking a shower, and take us back into our cells. And I wasn't eligible for a dorm, so I was in a cell by myself, as well as a few other ladies that were in there at the time, were girls that was in there at the time. So.
Oh, okay. So you said something about cafeteria. She would walk you guys to the cafeteria?
Yes.
Okay, making sure I understood correctly.
Yes.
Let me write that in here.
Zahara, I'm on the
call. Let me just finish my notes here. And you said you had your own cell, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. 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 And then how many times were you abused during this time frame?
About 3 times.
3 times? Okay.
Yes.
So other than the cavity check, how many times do you feel you were abused during this time frame?
Other than the cavity checks and the feeling and touching of my breasts and stuff, it wasn't anything going on that was past her in the intake office. Like I said, she will do these things, and then I will have to coincide with her. Like, I will have to be around her
mm-hmm.
by myself, taking showers and mm-hmm. things like that, you know.
Yeah. So other than the cavity check, like as far as the groping, and how many times do you feel like that happened?
I would say how many times like I had to have her watch me shower.
Or, yeah, like the groping.
That happened every time I left in and out, so I would say 3 times.
Okay, so we'll keep it at 3 then.
Okay.
Where did the abuse occur within the facility?
In the front half of the building. But
front
some
of
the ladies, for me, it was the front half of the building.
Okay.
Where we would come in for, like I say, intake and stuff. Because when we came in shackled to our waist, shackled, and the shackles was attached to our ankles. So it was cuffs on our legs.
Mm-hmm.
It was cuffs on our hands, and it was a chain wrapped around our waist.
Oh,
those things weren't taken off of us until we were finished with intake.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll write that in here. So it was in front half of the building where you would come in, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just finish my notes.
And this is something, and in the front half of the building, once you leave out an intake, it's the nurse office. And when I was in the nurse office, I let her know that I was uncomfortable with what happened with me at the cavity check.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, do you have a history of abuse, anything happening? And I told her, yes, I do. And she told me that it could just be a traumatic thing going on that is causing me to look back in my past and stuff like that, being that I was sentenced, just the time that I was sentenced to at a young age. I might just be in a trauma and a shock and shock mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I was mm-hmm. telling her, hey, I'm in shock because, yes, I can't live a regular life as a 13-year-old right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also in shock because of what just happened to me across the hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you did mention it to the nurse. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the notes as well. Thank you so much. And I'm so sorry again to hear all this. It's heartbreaking. So it happened during the time the cuffs were taken off.
Yes.
Until you would finish the intake. Okay. And then you would go into the nurse's office after that?
Once the intake was finished, I had to go into the nurse's office because they needed to see my weight. They needed to see my figure out my weight, my height, if I if I was pre-diabetic or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything, like any medicine I was on outside of the facilities that they need to know of, everything mm. like, and like it's a process. So you come in and intake, and then
yeah.
So I was sexually assaulted the first day that I entered that facility during the time that I was being my first time being checked in
mm-hmm.
into the facility.
Oh, got it. Okay. Let me just finish my notes here. She would come in. I would check. There were chuckling to look. They were not taken off of them until they were finished intake.
He's called V.
Okay, so now we have that. Thank you for that information. What abuse type would you consider that to be?
Sexual and
okay.
mental.
You said sexual and mental. Okay. Did you disclose any of this abuse to someone?
Yes, I disclosed it to the nurse. I ended up getting counseling a few years from the Center for Children, and I ended up disclosing that to my counselor, my therapist. I disclosed it to my anger management therapist. I disclosed it to Maryland Drug Court because I ended up getting in trouble with drugs, and they wanted to know why I was self-medicating and using marijuana. And that's one of the things that came out because I was locked up at a young age, a very young age. So what happened ended up kind of affecting me in my life in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these things did come up. I mentioned it to my mother. I mentioned it to other COs at the time that was in Waxer. I mentioned it to my social studies teacher, my mathematics teacher. And within Waxers, that, hey, something weird is going on, you know. I mentioned it to other people in there, hey, did this happen to you? And they was like, oh, yeah. Some of them say yes, yeah, some of them say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the common denominator. I'm on the phone. The common denominator in those situations was that the children, my family would live almost two hours away from the facility. The people that it was happening to, most of the time the girls, their families was just as my family. Mm-hmm. And we were in situations like, because these are the things that they ask within intake. Do your parents drive? Do they have transportation? Being some parents don't drive and have transportation now as an adult that I know. Mm-hmm. Having equipped in a predator with that type of information tells them, hey, this child may not get any visitation, which was my case. My family did not come and physically visit me. Mm-hmm. And gave me the touch bases on what was actually going on. Mm-hmm. I was only the way I was able to communicate anything to my parents. To my parent was through call or through mail, which I didn't have stamps. Mm-hmm. I didn't have stamps. They didn't offer a stamp, so that wasn't something that was that I could use. So I only could verbally talk to my parents with. Under the supervision of Miss Wally, because that was one of her jobs as well. When mm-hmm. we get our phone calls every week, she will bring the phone in. She will hook it up to the landline. She mm-hmm. will call one of us in one by one, and she would observe the calls as we made them.
So, okay. So you did mention it to your mother, your anger management counselor, the nurse, and who else? I'm sorry.
My drug court counselor.
Counselor. So, okay.
At the health department.
Okay. So when you mentioned it to your mother, you were being supervised by Miss Wiley, or was this when you would have?
I mentioned this to my mother after being released from the detention
center. Oh, got it. Okay. Makes sense, because it was hard to disclose that information while you're being monitored by
correct.
Her while you're on the phone. Okay, okay.
Because after mentioning it to the nurse,
mm-hmm.
my point was stripped. Mm-hmm. I was unable to get a new pair of underwears, new bras that fit, socks,
mm-hmm.
Phone,
mm-hmm.
MP3 player, like certain things, all of those things were taken, those luxuries were taken away from me,
mm-hmm.
including points. And the points will allow me to be able to get extra time in the shower or make it to the honor roll area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So okay. I was stuck. Anytime I talked about anything, I ended up becoming more stuck than I were mm-hmm. from the beginning.
Sorry to hear that. And so I did write everything on here. Thank you for that. The next question is asking, can you provide more details about what you disclosed to your drug counselor, your mother, your anger management counselor? And it's pretty much what you told me earlier, correct? Like, as far as the abuse, the groping. So I can write that in here.
Zahara. Get some out of those clothes, please. Y'all go ahead on out there.
Let me write on here.
Zahara. Get in here. Close my door. Come sit down.
Just finishing my notes. Thank you so much for your patience.
It's okay. You're welcome.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Depot for Vera Helpline. My name is Brandon. I'm a reporter.
Okay. And then, if yes, when did you tell them? So then it's asking, this question is asking, like, when did you disclose this to you, the drug counselor, the anger management counselor, your mother? We just need to put, like, a guesstimate, like, a date around the time you told them.
Okay. Well, I told my mother in 2013. I told my drug counselor, my anger management. I told them those things in 2014.
Okay.
The beginning of my high school years.
Okay, beginning of high school years. Okay. Okay, I'll write that in the notes here. Anger management counselor. It's only giving me an option to put one date. So for now, what we'll do is we'll put, like, in 2013 when you told your mother, do you remember if it was, like, around April, May, June, July? Do you remember, like, around,
it was,
like, was
August.
It summer? Okay, so we'll put August. Would it be safe to say, like, the beginning of August? The
yes.
Middle? Okay. So August 5th, is that okay? Of 2013?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And then let me put the rest in the notes. In 2014, told drug counselor and anger management counselor. Okay. And then, are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. Do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility?
Yes.
Like proof, evidence? Okay. And then if yes, please provide what type of documentation you have.
I have a court order.
Court order? Okay.
Mommy, it's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording? We have to ask everyone.
Female.
Okay. And then marital status?
Never married.
Okay. And then let me enter your first name, last name in this section here. Do you have a middle initial, Ms. Washington?
Yes. D?
D as in David? Okay.
Yes.
And then your date of birth, please?
10/13/1997.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready, we will be needing your full social security in order for them to match your, like what they'll do is they'll do an identity verification. So this is for your protection.
Okay. Well, I'm a little bit skeptical about giving y'all my full.
Mm-hmm. What about your last four? I can see if it goes through with your last four.
And the agency, what agency is, are y'all coming from exactly?
Once we're done with this, what happens is it goes through compliance, and then you will be signing something Once you sign, that's when you give the law firm permission to contact you. It would be a retainer. And in that retainer, you will find all the details. You'll find our company details. You'll find the law firm's company details. So you don't have to sign anything unless you agree. So nothing will happen right now. Even just giving me your social security, if you decide not to move forward, you know, nothing will happen. So nothing happens unless you sign.
Okay. I'm more scared. I'm afraid about giving my phone, my social security over the phone.
That's understandable. However, we won't be able to move forward unless we have at least your last four. The system won't let me keep moving forward.
Okay. Well, can I get a call back after? I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure everything is legit. This is a precious time in my life, and I just don't want this. I'm understanding that I filled out the form online for the this case, but it's just I'm just a little skeptical. That's
you know,
it.
That's understandable. Whether you decide to move forward with us or elsewhere, anyone will be requesting your social security. Whoever you decide to work with, and that's just for your protection. They do an identity verification. The law firm can lose their license if they do anything sketchy with anyone's social security. So the last thing they would ever want to do is lose their law degree or license. But I'm not going to obviously pressure you into anything you don't want to do. I want you to feel as comfortable as possible. So would you like me to either obtain your social security now over the phone or give you some time to think about it? What would you prefer?
Give me some time to think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like me to call you back at a later time today? Because what happens is because of HIPAA compliance, I'm not able to save your information for too long. So
okay.
I can save it for a few hours, but once a few hours pass, like later this afternoon, I can, you know, I would have to delete what we just went through. So we would have to start the intake all over again. Okay.
Okay. You say the last four?
Yes.
7933. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have an email address on file, T as in Tom, 1, Washington, 265 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the phone number, 240-320-5898. Is that a cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. What would be the best time of the day to contact you, morning, afternoon, or evening? And I do have to pick one for the law firm to know.
The morning.
Okay. And then can I get your home address, please?
11005 Berry, B-E-R-R-Y.
B-E-R-R-Y, okay.
Road.
Waldorf. Okay, Waldorf, Maryland, 20603, is that correct?
Correct.
And then can I get an apartment number, or is this a house?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
Yes.
Okay. And then if yes, when did you receive treatment? So again, we have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be the exact date. When did you receive treatment?
I started receiving treatment what was it? July 2014. to until I think it was like May 2016.
Okay. So then I'll put on here July, the beginning of July, the middle or the end?
The beginning.
Okay. July 5th of 2014, you started receiving treatment. And then do you have the facility's name?
I went to Maryland's Health Department.
Did you say, can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
Family services, social services, through social services.
Okay.
Maryland's Health Department.
Okay.
Center for Children.
In Maryland?
Correct. Okay.
Let me put that in here and see what we come up with here. Children's Medical Services Program. A bunch of different services came up here. do you by any chance remember like the street address?
Radio station.
Radio station? Okay. Let's see. Got it. 6100 Radio Station Road.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me enter that in here. Do you remember the doctor's name?
Ashley.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor's last name?
No.
Okay. Just Ashley. Let me see if by any chance I can find her. Okay, so now we have that information. And then, Ms. Washington, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. Can I get the first name, please?
C-I-C-K-E-Y.
C-K-E-Y. Okay.
Yeah. Washington.
Washington. Okay. Phone number?
202.
I'm sorry. Did you say 202?
202-672-4665.
Okay, 202-672-4665. And then, did you say it was B-I-C-K-E-Y for the first name? Okay, perfect. And then relationship?
Mother.
Okay. And then would you like to provide an email address for your mother?
She don't have one.
Okay. Let me put your email in there. Does she live in the same state?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. It looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review some important details with you again, just to make sure that there are no typos, because the last thing I want is for there to be typos on the DocuSign, okay?
Okay.
If something seems wrong, please let me know right away and I'll correct it before we generate that DocuSign. So let me scroll up here. So, Ms. Washington, you did confirm that you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You did affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents with another law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And then you did not receive any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past. Let me keep scrolling down here. You did confirm that the facility where the abuse took place was Thomas J.S. Waxter Children's Center at 375 Red Clay Road, Laurel, Maryland 20724. Excuse me. And then the dates of abuse 4/5/2012 through 5/5/2012.
Mm-hmm.
Your age now is 27. Age at the time of abuse was 13. Then we did determine her name is spelled W-H-A-L-E-Y. Mm-hmm. And then she was the check-in intake officer.
Yeah.
Let me just keep scrolling down here. You did confirm you're not currently employed, and then law enforcement was not involved. You do have proof that you were at the facility. You have a court order. And then your first name, T-Y-L-E-R, middle initial, D as in David, last name, Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Last four of social 7933 and then date of birth 10/13/1997. You did confirm your email address earlier with me, which is tsandtom1washington265@gmail.com, cell phone number 240-320-5898. And then your address 11005 Berry Road, Waldorf, Maryland. 20603. Does everything sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have the other details as far as the facility's name, the addresses, all the, as far as the abuse that happened, I have other notes on there as well, your emergency contact. So let's see here. And this is just something general that I have to discuss with everyone before we do the DocuSign. Before we wrap it up, I want to make sure that you know what to expect. While they are working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. And then I will be calling you within the next couple hours once your file passes compliance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. So this may happen. It just depends on everything. I'll definitely keep you updated. Okay. The law firm, should they get involved and everything goes through compliance and everything is good, they may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen their claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. And then I'll give you their information as well. Should everything keep moving forward and you would need to contact them directly, I will be providing you with their direct number, okay? So okay. Can you please confirm you will be available to speak to them when they do reach out to you?
Yeah.
Okay, And do you have any questions before I submit this?
No.
Okay. Excuse me. Perfect. So let me submit this now. And then you will be receiving it in your email shortly. Take some time to review it. I will be on the phone in case you need any assistance with signing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, can someone detour my hair?
I'm on the phone. Go get your brother.
And then, let me know when you're completed, and I'll definitely check on my end. But take your time, okay? I don't want to rush you in any way. I'll be right here.
I'm here. Hello?
Yes, I'm here in case you need my assistance. Take your time, okay?
What do you need me to do?
So, did you receive the email?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking over the email.
No.
No problem.
Okay. Hey. What's your shirt back there?
Never. Is this an ouch?
So you did receive the email and you're looking it over? Okay, perfect.
Okay, did you receive it?
Okay, let me look on my end. Let's see. Yeah, everything's looking good so far. Let me look at the other page here. Perfect. Okay, I think we're good. I'm just going to ask one question really quickly, okay? I'll be right back with you, okay, before we end the call. I'm just going to confirm something. Thank you.
So don't look
right now. Hush that up.
You do like
Zahara, be quiet.
Hi, Miss Washington. So I'm just waiting to hear back, but it looks like we will be needing, let's see here. I'm just double checking, but it looks like we will be needing a driver's license. Is there any way you can send me proof of your license through a text message?
I uploaded it on my phone.
Oh, you did? Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see it on there. Let's see. Oh, it's the last page. Awesome. Okay. Okay, perfect. So it looks like we have everything we need. And then it's going to go through compliance. If I have any questions, I'll be giving you a call and I'll be updating you through a text message or a phone call. Okay.
Okay.
And I wish you the best, Miss Washington. Again, I'm sorry that all this has happened to you. Okay. I hope that things gradually continue to get better with therapy and everything. Okay. Hang in there and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.